I say appreciate a opportunity to be in the Lord's house, and appreciate the songs Zion this evening, and had a good week in the Lord, revival over at Stoners, and had a good time in that, and seen some folks saved, and it's just a joy to see that. I baptized four of them this morning. It's been a while since I've seen four come and get baptized. And it's just a good renewing. We know that the Lord can, but it's good every once in a while, Lord, just to show it to us and let us know that He's got everything under control. He does. And it's hard sometimes going through this world, and it seems like everything's just out of control, but the Lord knows where we're at. Lord knows everything. He's got everything right where He wants it to be. He ain't lost a bit of anything this evening. He's got it right in the place that He needs to. But you, like you said, just pray for us. A little tired in body, but I feel good in my heart. Preached this morning a little bit, and I guess like everybody else, pollen and all that, I'm kind of stopped up and all like that. But if the Lord wants to get something out, He'll get something out. If He wants to strengthen it, He will. He made this old vessel. I ain't nothing but a servant anyway. That's all I am. John said, just a voice of one crying in the wilderness. And that's all I am. I just got a desire to do something for Him. May read a couple spots, may just read one, I don't know. But this evening, you just pray for us. We got your Bibles. I believe I'm going to start over here, in Proverbs, or no, not Proverbs, over here in, over here in, let's start in Mark, St. Mark chapter number, 14. And, we may read a, couple other spots here and there, but you just pray for us out of the depths of your heart, and that we'll do and say something that'll be a help unto you this evening. But St. Mark chapter number 14, and we'll start here with the first verse. It said, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priest and the scribes sought how they might take Him by craft and put Him to death. But they said not on the first day, lest there be an uprise of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment and sprinkled sparkled. Very precious, and she broke the box and poured it upon His head. And there was some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone, why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do do them good. But me you have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint the body to be to the burying. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken for a memorial of her. And maybe reading one more spot here on the 2 Timothy, starting with here the first chapter. Maybe reading a couple verses here, starting with the first verse. Another familiar scripture here about Timothy. Paul writing to him, Paul said, here it said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace for God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayer night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind. And you just pray for us just for a little bit. Maybe correct the reading, just a few verses here out of the book of St. Mark and out of the book of 2 Timothy this evening. And you just pray that we just get in the place that we need to get into and get ourselves out of the way, that maybe we can get into the Lord's hands just for a little bit. And you just pray this evening that but I thought about here these scriptures and some things that that was mentioned there in revival this week, and just thinking about some things. And now I don't know, here this woman, we all know, you know the scripture, how that they was there in the house, and this woman came in there with that alabaster box, and the Bible said that she broke it upon his head and anointed him there with him. And them seeing this woman, knowing what kind of woman she was, the Bible said they murmured in their heart against her. And there it said, we could have took this and sold that and got money and give to the poor. But the Lord spoke up and said, leave this woman alone, for she had done that what she could this evening. She's done that what she could. And it said that everywhere the gospel is preached, it said this woman, the deeds and things, the good that she's done, that towards me it shall be spoken there as a remembrance and a memorial for her. And maybe if I had a thought tonight is, how does your story end? And I don't know where that may go, Brother Randy. I just had that thought running through her heart and her mind. All day, just seemingly. What does your story end? And if you go over there and read, I believe it is in the 10th chapter of Proverbs, verse number 7, it says, blessed is the remembrance of the righteous, but the wicked remembrance shall be burned this evening. What is it saying? It says there's a story this evening, but it talks about that of the wicked one, it just being burned up. I know this evening that each and every one of us, you got a story, you got a life that you lived, but for the ones that was lost and died in that condition, Brother Randy, their story at the end of their life, it's just over with. They don't got a story left to be told. It's just burnt up and just forgotten this evening. It's just forgotten and gone away. but I'm glad he talks about blessed is the dead that die in Christ. He said, for their works, it does follow them. This evening, I'm glad Paul wrote there to Timothy. He said, my beloved son, he said, when I recall in remembrance of you, when I pray, with tears, I cried for you, and I remember you, and I love you. And he said, because I seen something, I remember of a spirit that was first seen in your grandmother, Lois, and also seen in your mother, Eunice, this evening. And I am persuaded that in you it is also what's it saying? The story that they had, that they left, it didn't just go. It wasn't taken with them, but it was passed down. Thank God to Timothy, and the same story that they were telling, was Timothy was also telling this evening. The story, it didn't end. This story wasn't fading out. And I'm glad of that. This evening, there's many a story over there. I thought about in the book of Joshua. The Bible said when they crossed over Jordan, the Bible said that they got the Ark of the Covenant, and they stepped out into the waters, and the waters rolled back this evening, and the priest stood in the midst of Jordan, and the Bible said that until everyone was clear over, the Bible said the Lord spoke unto Joshua, and he said, I want you to choose ye 12 men for each tribe to pick up a stone and put it there upon their shoulders, and I want them to tote it out. And Joshua told them, I said, boys, get you a stone and tote it out. And he said, this right here, I want you to do this, and I want you to set them up. They set 12 on the outside of the river, and they set 12 in the middle of it. And he said, I want you to set them there for a memorial, for a remembrance, brother Randy, that when your children and your children's children, they come by and say, what meanest these stones? You can say to them, that's where the priest, it said their feet, it held firm right there where we crossed over Jordan. God was with us. Thank God. He wanted them to remember what God done for them. Their story, it was told. It went out. I remember when they got out there out to Jericho. You remember when they sent them spies in there to go look at Jericho that night? They was looking for them. They was going to try to get them and kill them this evening. But the Bible said there was a woman that was, a house was right there close to the wall. And the Bible said she seen them men. And she had heard something, Brother Randy. And said, we have heard how the Lord has been blessing you. We have heard how that God is giving you nations. And she said, when you come through here and God gives this place
next to you. She heard the story. I thank God. And she said, if I had you here in my house, would you remember me and everyone that would sit here in this house? I thank God, he said. That man told her, said, as you had spoken, if you utter not our business, I thank God, and take this scarlet thread and hang it out the window. When God comes through this place, I thank God, I will remember you. Amen. That thread, Brother Randy, is just a story of hanging out the window. And the Bible said, you all know the story, how they marched around the wall six times. And on the seventh day, the Bible said they marched seven times. And they sounded out the trumpet. And they let out a shout. And the Bible said the walls of Jericho came crashing down. And I can just see those boys that went in there remembering what happened in there. Now, probably not a lot of them know what happened altogether. They probably wouldn't have thought nothing about that woman's house. But them boys gave a promise and they was willing to keep it. Thank God. The Bible said that them walls fell. And I can just picture as the smoke started clearing. Them boys just looking for that little thread. I thank God. That woman's house. I sit by the wall. I thank God. But there it was. And her and everybody in her house. God saved that day. God saved that day. They remembered. Where's your story end, Dad? Does it end at the graveyard? Say, preacher, I ain't done no great thing. I haven't made no big landmarks. I hadn't made no big thing, no big lights. My name's not written down in no Hollywood Walk of Fame. It ain't never been up in lights. When I die, my story's gonna end. I know it won't. I know it won't this evening. Why? Because there was a man that came. And his story was prophesied about. His story was talked about for years and years. And then one day, a little babe in a manger, just like it was told, the story, how he'd be there in that manger, just a lowly little birth, and how he'd live, and how he'd not be much to the man's eyes, but thank God he was there to do the will of the Father. He was there to do what God bid him to do. He even said over in the garden, he said, if it be thy will, I let this cup pass from me. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That's over 2,000 something years ago, Brother Randy. And that story is still being told throughout the land this evening. You say, what's that guy to do with me? Thank God. That night, when I was just a little boy, 1999, I became part of the story. Thank God. I became part of the story. I may not mean much in this world. And when I die, might not be a whole lot of people remember me. But thanks be to God when nobody tells his story. Thank God I'm in the story because I'm in him and he's in me. And thank God I'm the one with him. I'm one with him. You can't tell this story without being talking about me in there, because I'm part of it. He say those ones that done get and gone, they gone. They ain't got no part no more. Yeah, they do. I talked a little bit about this morning. How about those cloud of witnesses? Thank God. And the Bible said there's rejoicing in the presence of angels over one sinner that gets born in the family of God. I said, preacher, in the presence of angels? Yeah, in the presence of them. Angels don't know nothing about salvation, Brother Randy. They don't know nothing about it. They ain't got much to rejoice about. But thank God there's somebody rejoicing. Who is it? I ain't none other than that great cloud of witnesses, which Hebrews said we are compassed about with it. So great. And I may be crazy, and I don't know about you, but every once in a while, when things get just right around the church house, and when the Spirit gets to flowing, I just right, I still hear some of those older ones. I still amening. I still a shouting. I still a praying. I still saying, go on. I press on. Some folks say you're crazy. Well, you just gonna have to let me be. Because every once in a while, I can still feel them with us. They ain't going nowhere. We still telling the story of them. We still telling the story of all them. I had somebody today, not to brag on me or nothing. My pawpaw, I'm sure none of you probably even know him. J.B. Wither. I walked in that church this morning. I hadn't been there in probably 10, 11 years, something like that. And there was some of them. I said, you, J.B. Wheeler's grandson. I said, yeah, I am. I said, he sure was a good fella. And right before we left, there somebody stood up and said, your grandfather's J.B. He said, I can see a lot of you, a lot of many. Ain't nothing special about me. But that lets me know that the story is still being told. It's still going. I'm going to tell you this evening. When Paul Paul died, my little sister, she's about 10 years younger than me. Paul Paul died about 19. She's 8-9 years old. She come out a little bit after Paul Paul died. She told, she said, I got something to tell you. I had a dream last night. And that dream scared me today. She said, last night I dreamed about Paul Paul. And he took his shoes off and he gave them to you. Brother Randy, that scared me to death. He took his shoes off and he gave them to me. I can't feel them, but I've been doing my best to try to do it ever since. He took them off. But them shoes are still walking, ain't they? There's a lot of you sitting around here. They got some ones took their shoes off and give them to you. You think about that when you get down. About whose shoes you're walking in. One of these days I'll get to take mine off. And I'll get to hand them down. Sister Aller's there at the church. She testified one time about passing the torch. I don't know if you know about that limpet torch or not. But the thing is, it don't go out, Brother Randy. It keeps on going. And it gets passed down and down. Booty Spencer sings a song every once in a while. It talks about the flame. I had said the flame has flickered. But the fire ain't never went out. Ain't never went out. Do you know, they ain't but one preacher. They ain't. They might be many of us that tried to deliver it, but they ain't but one preacher. They ain't but one spirit, a true spirit anyway. They might be many other spirits, but he said, try them. He said, they ain't a God. But they ain't but one true and living spirit. They ain't but one body. They ain't but one baptism. Thank God. It ain't but one. It just keeps on going. If you do anything, it don't matter who you are, you're still telling the same story with the same spirit. I thank God, the same message and the same old song. It ain't changed. I'm tired of hearing about meetings of old, Brother Randy. I am. I grew up, I guess, right before that old generation went out. I got to sit under some of them before they passed. Some of y'all got to see a lot of them. I didn't get to see. I remember some in meetings. I remember preachers, three or four of them up on the floor. I remember them walking the pews. I remember shouting, running all over the place. I remember all that. And let me tell you something. In my short lifetime, I've seen it. I've felt it. I've even done a little bit of it. Don't tell me about what it could used to be. I'll tell you about what it is. It wasn't no different spirit that they had. It wasn't no different message that they preached. It's the same thing. The same one giving it. The same one doing it. It might be a little bit different ones listening to it. But thank God it's still what God said down. Elijah had a man following him by the name of Elisha. Them ones around him told him, said, don't you know what your master's going to be taken from you? He said, I know. I know. He said, but hold your peace. Some of y'all's lost you. All your grandparents, your mama, your daddy. I've lost my grandpa. All the other ones on my daddy's side. I lost my daddy. I still got two grandmas and a mama and a stepdaddy that I got. But one of these days, if nature takes its course, they'll be gone, Brother Randy. They'll be gone. And it's going to hurt. It is. It hurts me just thinking about it. Some of you know that hurt. That pain, it leaves a hold on it that you don't never quite get over. Pawpaw, when you he's going to die, it still hurt. I left a hole. My uncle died a year after that. 45 years old. Wasn't nothing wrong with him. Well, I fixed his plate. Went to go get him a drink. Come back and he's laying on the floor dead. A massive heart attack just like that. And it hurt, Brother Randy. I left a hole. God fills those holes and helps me with it. But you can be ready to die, but you ain't never prepared for stuff. It still hurts. And you ought to grieve. There's a time to grieve. There's a time to weep and mourn. But thanks be to God, there's also a time to rejoice. With them that rejoice. Weep with them that weep. It's going to hurt. I know it's going to. I know it's going to hurt. But they ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. They just become that great cloud of witnesses. That's all it is. Every once in a while, Brother Randy, and it's crazy. I know it. I get up here behind the bookboard and preach, and I still feel Pawpaw behind me. Pat me on the back and said, just tell it again. I feel it every once in a while. But there's many of them in there. And they had a story. Storybook right here is full of them. Of things that was handed down. There's a song. I can't remember who at the church sings. I've heard a bunch of them singing again. I got letters from my father in my hand. written by my elder brothers. They are grand. They are grand. Written o'er the sea and was forwarded on to me. Thank God. I got it. It was written down. I've been trying to preach now for 14, 15 years, something like that, and I've been trying to tell it. I ain't even got nowhere near scratching the surface of it. But the story's still being told. How's your story going to end? Is it going to end with a graveyard? That's what their problem was over in the Old Testament, as far as they can see. As far as they could see was the graveyard. They couldn't see no story past then. Well, there was a couple of them that did. Abraham saw it. Jesus said, Abraham saw your day, and he rejoiced and was glad in it. There's a few of them that saw it. A few of them died believing it too. And it was counted for righteousness to them. They got a hold of it. They may have had to wait on it a little while, but God bring it to them. He brought it to them. They was going to have to sleep in the grave for a little while. Ain't you glad you ain't got to sleep in the grave in a little while? Some folks won't have that, and I can't help it. I ain't going to the graveyard. I ain't. This body you looking at, preacher, you're going to die. I preached this morning about a remedy. Said, you still going to die? Yeah, but I got a remedy for death. 1999, I died. And then I took part in the resurrection. I did. I got resurrection into new life. This body's going back to the dust from where it come from. Don't you weep for me out there at the graveyard. I ain't going there. This soul's going back to God who gave it. This. I got a remedy for it. I do. My story's going to go on. I made preparations. I don't know where you're at. I said this morning, you may have the best week in the world. But you may also have the worst week in the world. I don't know. I don't know your life. I didn't pick out a message to bring down here, Brother Randy. It's just what God gave me. I don't know. When I first started, I tried to wonder about it. And I worried, Lord, do I need to preach this one, that, where I need that? But I finally got over that. That ain't my job. That ain't my job. My job's to mind the Lord. Ain't my message. It's what God gives. He knowed who's going to be here. He knowed who need to hear it. My job just to be the vessel. That's all I got. I don't think come get me a verse, some song. I don't know what you need. I know tonight you can leave with it. You can leave with it. You can leave in better shape than you come. And be honest with you, I was about wore out when I got here tonight. I feel pretty good. I probably wore out when I get to the house. But I feel all right now. I was pretty nervous and dreading it all the way down here, but I ain't much dreading it no more. I'm done now. I've done my part. If you got some dread about you tonight, maybe you need to do your part. It don't last long. It don't last long. I've learned that. I learned in preaching, doing stuff for the Lord. It don't last that long, the fear and the dread. It don't last long. Just get up there and go. Papa told me one time, he said, if you ever get up there behind the book board and you ain't afraid, I don't want to hear you. Papa was just playing with me. He just told me like it was. He said, if you ain't afraid, you get up there, I don't want to hear you. I can tell you here, after 14, 15 years, I'm still afraid to get up here. But there are sometimes, if I had my way, I'd just sit on the pew, not get up, not do nothing. But when it's my turn, I assume just to get up to anybody sometimes. But it's what God called me to do, and I know of a surety that this is what He called me to do. I don't know what God wants you to do, but I can tell you this of a surety, if you get in there and do it, happy are you if you do it. I'm happy tonight. I'm happy. What mess I got up here trying to make tonight, I'm happy with what I done. It may have been scattered. It may have been here and there, but thank God it's what God gave me, and I'm happy doing it. I got joy. I got joy tonight. I got joy. I got to go back to work tomorrow. Thank God. Thank God right now I got joy. And you know what? It can go with me. It can take it with me wherever I go. I ain't got to just come to the church house and wait for it. Thank God I carry it with me everywhere I go. All we all stand, sing a verse, some song. If you need something tonight, it's a good place to come get it.